And at this point, we have a couple of board members that need to make a statement, and they're not going to be participating in this proceeding. So, Dr. Hunter, would you like to say a few words?
Yes, thank you. Some of you know that I am a homeowner in the prohibition zone, and as a result, I'll recuse myself from the proceedings today. And just wanted to make a statement for the record that I have not spoken with either the staff, the prosecutorial team, or with any of my fellow board members about the enforcement action today. Thank you.
Okay. And then Dr. Bowker.
On the advice of board counsel, Ms. Bowker, can you use your microphone? Can you turn up the volume?
All right. Is that better?
Yes, better.
Hey, technology. On the advice of board counsel, I am recusing myself from this matter. Although I'm not in the prohibition zone, I do live in the community of Los Osos. Both my wife, Rosemary, and I have been active in community service for many years. Previously, I have served on a county service area CSA 9 board, which was still wrestling with wastewater issues. And before my wife's terminal illness, Rosemary served as the Los Osos CSD board, was its first president. And although these facts do not constitute a conflict of interest in the legal sense, I wish to avoid even the perception of bias in these proceedings. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Bowker. And then Cheryl Schaffner was not introduced. She is the board's attorney in this proceeding. And Mr. Thomas briefly told you about the separation of functions, and that is done when we do enforcement proceedings like this, and that is to wall off discussions between the board and staff, which does take place all the time on other matters that don't involve adjudicative proceedings. So my contacts have been with Cheryl Schaffner, not with Lori Okun, and not with Mr. Briggs or any of the other prosecution team members. My contacts have been with Cheryl and Michael. I think that has been about it. We've kind of been enclosed in our own world in trying to prepare for this hearing. I had a couple of comments that I wanted to address really to the public. How many of you have a lot of anxiety and are pretty uptight and nervous about what may or may not happen today? Okay? I'm in that group with you. All right? And I think everybody in this room is in that group. I think all the lawyers are. I'm sure the board members are. And I'd like to try to get the emotion level down somewhat so we can kind of get through this and not make it a personal event. I'd like us to stick to the facts and the issues through this, and I really need your cooperation in doing that. And I want to start off by telling you that the regional water boards are not the same as the state water boards. I mean, the state water board, there's only one state water board, that's in Sacramento. Those five members are paid, they have a full-time job, and we are not paid for doing this work. We get paid $100 a day. We don't get paid for all the review and preparation that we do. And we are not accessible to the public because we have, in a legal sense, the role of administrative law judges. Now, unlike with the city council or your supervisors, county supervisors, who you can approach and call up at any point in time, you can't do that with us. And the reason is, we can't be engaging in ex-party contacts, talking to people off the record and getting information. I know you can do that with the Coastal Commission, but you can't do that with regional boards. And so we're walled off additionally in that sense. But we're volunteers, basically, to do this. And we really come with a quite varied experience and background. The five of us that are going to be participating as essentially hearing officers, with me as the chair, and I'll start with Dr. Press over here. For those of you that don't know who we are and present new faces to you, he was appointed in 2002. Dr. Press, he's an associate professor of environmental studies at the University of California at Santa Cruz. It's a position he's held since 92. He's authored several articles relating to water environmental studies, including Developing Hazardous Waste Capacity and the Greening of Industry Achievements and Potential. He is a member of the board of directors of the Open Space Alliance. And I think also, Daniel, you are now the chair of the Environmental Studies Department.
That's right. And you can promote me to full professor now.
Okay.
That's a little old.
All right. I wish things were that easy. Okay. Mr. Jeffries, right over here. Appointed in 92, he is our longest-serving board member. I consider him to be the institutional memory. He goes back a long way with this board, and he is formerly the mayor and a council member of the city of Salinas, which is the largest city in our Central Coast region. He also sits on the Moss Landing Harbor Board as an elected member. He's also previously served as a commissioner for the Salinas Valley Water Commission and is a member of the Monterey County Water Resources Agency. Mr. Hayashi, down on the end, appointed in 2000. He is the former president of the State Board of Food and Agriculture and is a member of the Agricultural Education Advisory Committee and the California Institute for the Study of Specialty Crops. And his family owns and farms about 1,000 acres of vegetables in something like that. In Oceano?
We farm from the Rio Grande to Morro Bay.
Okay, in the fog belt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Gary Shallcross over on this end, appointed in 1999. He has served several water-related water-related task forces and boards. He was district director for Assemblymember John Laird from 2002 to 2004 and for Assemblymember Fred Keeley from 1996 to 2002. From 93 to 94, he was a volunteer attorney for the Santa Cruz AIDS Project. And I'm also an attorney, as well as Mr. Shallcross. So collectively, we've got a lot of experience and a lot of qualifications to sit here and to try to get this nut cracked and try to see what we can do to get things, you know, resolved, if possible, and moved in a direction that at least the Water Board feels it needs to get going in. There are longstanding issues with Los Osos and the septic tanks and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, the board itself has some direct involvement with this because we've issued some orders in the past. There have been some things that have come up before us. I have represented this board in front of the Coastal Commission on occasion. But today, the issues are limited as to what we're going to be addressing. And those are addressed in the staff's civil liability complaint that addresses alleged violations of the time schedule order that was issued a few years ago. And that's really what we're focused on here today. I've read all of the letters that were submitted to the office. I think there's about 126 of them. I mean, I know generally where everybody stands on this, and we've got two camps, those that want to see things proceeding as quickly as possible, and those that really want to go to another site, look at other technology, and basically asking for more time. I would urge you, when it's time for public comment, And depending on how many cards we have, I'm going to have to decide how much time I can allot everybody. So I would urge you to help this process along. I would briefly tell us where you sit on the fence, but then you'd really be helpful if you listen to what the attorneys and the witnesses have to say, and then be ready to use your time to offer your critique and comment and other information that you may have that may help the board in evaluating the credibility or believability of any of this testimony. So, I mean, use your time as you want, but I'm just kind of encouraging you, because we're going to have to listen to as much as we can.
Are you going to introduce Roger Briggs?
He was introduced.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
What's he look like?
This is Sorrel Marks. This is Roger Briggs. This is Lori Okun. Excuse me. This is Matt Thompson. Okay? And who are you, sir? Wayne King. Okay. Okay, good. I'm a taxpayer too, Mr. King. I'm glad we're on the same side of that. Okay. Now, I just want you to know that when today is concluded, or tomorrow, most likely this is going to go on past today just because of everything that's got to be covered. But when the hearing is concluded, if any party is not satisfied with the result, there's an appeal process that has been built into this that applies to all administrative proceedings. And the State Water Board will have review capability if any party feels that that needs to take place. And then there's further review in Superior Court. So this is not necessarily the end of the line, but we would like to move in the direction where we are getting the water quality issues addressed. Something else I want to address, and that is the decorum I'm going to expect throughout this proceeding. I don't want to see anyone raise their hands when they agree or disagree with a speaker. I just don't want to see it in here. It is distractive, and it takes away from our ability to focus on what the witnesses are saying or what the lawyers are saying. I don't want to see placards held up. I don't want to hear noise in the background and people verbally trying to participate in what's going on. If you feel the urge that you've got to do that, please step outside. And if that is not going to be possible, then I will have to ask you to please leave. I don't want to do that. But I have been to some Coastal Commission hearings, and I do know what can happen in an emotion-filled situation. Let's try to get the personal part out of this, and let's focus on get this resolved. I want to tell you a little bit about what I see as our time schedule constraints in this process. The district has asked for 2 hours to put on their case. They're going to have 2 hours to do that. That's extended to the staff, the prosecution staff, to do the same thing. That's 4 hours right there. With a break in between and questions, we're probably going to go right past, 5 o'clock, I would say. My goal would be to get through as much as we can, as quickly as possible, and get to public comment. And depending on how many cards we have, I may have to limit public comment in terms of the time per speaker. And that's just so that everybody can be heard. I am targeting stopping at about 7:45 because I'm going to lose a board member and we're not going to have a quorum. And we'll see where we're at 7:45. I'm anticipating that we've got to continue this tomorrow, and I'll check with the lawyers and see whether it should be at 8:30 in the morning or whether it should be at 1:30 in the afternoon. It has been noticed for tomorrow, so we can go ahead and do that. So I just want to give you that heads up. Okay, I think that covers everything I wanted to say. So I'm going to go sit down, and we're going to get into our more formalized beginning of these proceedings. And so one thing I would also suggest, if you guys have questions that are just burning and comments that you really want to make because you've heard something, write them down on a piece of paper. You can give them to Michael Thomas when there's a break. And the lawyers and I will decide whether we want to address those comments, whether they want to kind of bring them up, get them addressed, or if I want to do that. Or you can save that and wait for your own public comment. Okay, thank you for your attention.